The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, Fox News is awaiting. They're going to carry live a news conference from House GOP leaders on a proposed bill that would fund government for 1 week. Jason, keep an eye on that, would you? Because what I'm actually going to start this hour talking about the entire debate and the latest on it and just various aspects of it. And this would play into it. This, of course, is the latest discussion now. A 1 week extension. This comes as the Wall Street Journal reports the government is closer to running out of money than first thought. That warning from the Treasury Department yesterday, clarifying the fiscal deadlines confronting Congress amid continued disarray on Capitol Hill. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew said the government would be left with just $30 billion cash on hand no later than October 17th, and the CBO predicted these funds would be used up between October 22nd and the 31st if legislation isn't enacted to raise the ceiling on government borrowing. That little cash could make it difficult, if not impossible, for the government to pay the roughly $55 billion in Social Security, Medicare, and military payments due November 1st. You've got the debt ceiling. So we're going to get into that. It doesn't look like that news conference is going to happen. The Dow's up 112. What has the Dow all excited? You know, I can't figure that out anymore. I can't. When it comes to that, Jason, your theory, as dumb as it is, makes as much sense as anything. It really does. No, that's what has you excited. 115 up, no, up 111. I'll tell you what has the Dow up. There's nowhere else to put your money. It's really that simple. If you want to get any type of return on your investment, irrespective of the risk. As you know, I wasn't a big fan of Ted Cruz's faux filibuster. And by faux, I mean F-A-U-X. It wasn't a filibuster. It was a long speech. I'm softening my stance on that a little bit. Last night, the phone rang, and it was a recorded message from Senator Ron Johnson. It was one of those town hall meetings. Did something I've never done before. I jumped in because I was actually there to catch it. Usually, I get the recording that you missed it, maybe next time. But it says, you know, if you are there now, please press 1 and you're in. I didn't press *3 or whatever it was to ask a question. I just listened for about 45 minutes. Maybe not quite that long. Between a half hour and 45 minutes. I hung up, and no offense, Ron, but I hung up suddenly call after call was just kissing his butt. Oh, Senator, you're doing a wonderful job. Well, okay. Ron is doing a wonderful job, but I wasn't going to sit there with a phone in my ear having people tell him that. So, prior to that, however, someone did ask him, why didn't he join Ted Cruz? Why wasn't he on the floor of the Senate with Ted Cruz? Ron answered the way he answered earlier in the day publicly yesterday. He was diplomatic, to say the least. And again, he said this publicly, but he repeated it to the caller that asked. He never answered the question. He said, the question was, were you standing with Ted Cruz? If not, why not? That was the question. He never answered that question. He simply said that he is for any effort that tries to inform the public about Obamacare. Which is why I've softened my stance a little bit. A little bit. I still don't like that Rush and Sean and Levin called it a filibuster. It wasn't. I think their defense of Cruz is overheated. However, it did, in retrospect, I will argue that it didn't just draw attention to him. I think it has drawn attention, some attention to the issue and points he raised. There's one strong piece of evidence to this. And by the way, if nothing else, if Ted Cruz accomplished nothing else yesterday, he hacked off Jimmy Hoffa Jr. And that's got to be worth something, doesn't it? I mean, there has to be some intrinsic value in that. Teamsters president James P. Hoffa, the living, not the dead, isn't happy to have been a talking point in Senator Ted Cruz's 21-hour Senate speech against the health care law. In a statement Wednesday, Mr. Hoffa said Mr. Cruz took unions' concerns about the Affordable Care Act out of context, writes Melanie Trotman of the Wall Street Journal, and he called on the Texas Republican and his colleagues to stop making misrepresentations. This is absolute crap. There's nothing misrepresentative about what Cruz, or any other conservative has said about the letter Hoffa and other top union goons sent to members of Congress complaining about Obamacare. He didn't misrepresent anything. During his speech, Mr. Cruz referenced a July letter that Mr. Hoffa, president of the Teamsters, and presidents of two other big unions wrote to Senate Majority Leader Reid, House Minority Leader Pelosi, asking for changes in the law or risk devastating union-sponsored health insurance plans. The concerns outlined in that letter have been taken out of context by anti-worker legislators and political organizations in an attempt to bolster their own arguments against the ACA, Mr. Hoffa said Wednesday. Though we may have concerns with specific provisions of the ACA, we share the president's goal of ensuring that every American has affordable access to top-quality health care, he said. Now, this I will tell you what's bugging Hoffa here. What's bugging Hoffa here is he's right in this regard. His concerns with Obamacare are not Ted Cruz's concerns with Obamacare. You know what Jimmy Hoffa's concerns with Obamacare are, don't you? You know what his concerns are? That it's not a single-payer government universal health care system. That's his problem with it. He doesn't like the provision that has people cutting part-time hours any more than conservatives do. But his answer to that would be to make health insurance that employers provide health insurance for every employee, regardless of the hours they work. That's what he wants. When he says they're misrepresenting, I know what he means. He doesn't think Obamacare goes far enough. He thinks it should be universal single payer. That's so in that respect, I suppose you could say, I mean, that's not misrepresenting. But even unions, And what that letter said was how deeply flawed Obamacare is. That's the way it is. I don't suppose they ever thought that letter would see the light of day. Perhaps they thought, well, no. I mean, this isn't for the public's eyes. Perhaps that's what they thought. Tell you what, let's do this in 5 minutes. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I have suggested just letting Obamacare fail is the way to go. Almost nobody listening to the show agrees with that. A nationally known pundit does. I will share his words in 5 minutes. It's 9:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.